7 minutes past seven. This is Morning Ireland and Lisa Pereira is here with what it says in the papers.
The figure of 25,000 appears on several front pages this morning. That's the number of jobs that would not be created in the coming year if US tariffs remain at 10%. The Irish Times, the Irish Examiner and the Irish Daily Mail all quote the figure taken from yesterday's Department of Finance report laying out the hit to the Irish economy in different tariff scenarios. The Times reports that EU negotiators are becoming increasingly frustrated as efforts to strike a deal with Donald Trump fail to make headway. The paper says the EU is preparing to announce a second round of counter tariffs if those talks go nowhere. The Irish Independent looks closer to home for its front page. It reports on the sharp increase in motor insurance premiums, up 12% since 2022, to an average of €616. The Irish Sun has a large photo on its front page of Madeleine McCann, accompanied by an article which it labels a world exclusive. The paper says bombshell evidence was found by German police in a disused factory owned by suspect Christian Bruckner. It includes memory cards containing what the paper calls vile kidnap stories, as well as children's clothing and toys. The Sun says its findings will be broadcast in a Channel 4 documentary entitled Maddie, the Unseen Evidence at 9 p.m. tonight. The Irish Daily Mirror continues its coverage of the Satchwell trial, with evidence heard in court yesterday about Garda interviews in the wake of Tina Satchwell's disappearance in March 2017. Richard Satchwell, who denies murdering his wife, told Gardaí he cried when Tina didn't return home. He said their dog Ruby licked the tears from his face. As the process to elect a new pope gets underway, there's plenty of coverage of how the process works and who the runners and riders are. Paddy Agnew in The Independent reports that the papal tailor has prepared three soutanes in sizes small, medium and large to cater to the various physiques on offer. The Irish News reports that patients waiting for 2 years or more for treatment in the north will be allowed to pay for procedures in the Republic and have their costs reimbursed. The scheme, which begins next month, will later be extended to the rest of the EU. There are dramatic outfits pictured in several of today's papers, taken from the Met Gala in New York on Monday. The Irish Daily Star carries pages and pages of them, but one of the most striking photos is on the front page of the Times. It shows Irish actors Andrew Scott and Barry Keoghan in, respectively, a brightly coloured three-piece suit and a black embroidered cassock-style coat. The headline above the photo says, Dubliners cut a dash.
And that's Lisa Pereira. It's 10 minutes past seven.